Today on Gardening in a Minute, pesticide safety. Pesticides can be useful for managing and repelling pests like insects, fungi, and weeds, but they may be potent chemicals and should be handled carefully. Store all pesticides out of reach of children in their original containers. Always consult the pesticide label and follow the instructions found there. Before applying pesticides, remove toys from the area and cover or move pet food and water dishes. Always wear waterproof, chemical-resistant gloves when handling pesticides to protect your skin from exposure to the chemicals. You may also want to don a long-sleeve shirt, pants, and safety goggles. Use the label as your guide. Change out of clothes immediately after handling pesticides and wash them alone. For more information about pesticides, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, microclimates. Have you ever noticed an especially cold or warm spot in your landscape? Microclimates are just what they sound like, small areas with slight variations on the weather. It's important to pay attention to the microclimates in your landscape so you can choose the plants most likely to thrive there. In general, the southeast side of your home is the warmest spot to place your cold tender plants. Lower areas in the landscape tend to be a little colder and more humid. A fence can block cold or drying winds and can add a few degrees of warmth. Microclimates come and go as the sun shifts from overhead in the summer towards the southern sky in winter. Look for microclimates in your landscape and try to work with them. For more information about microclimates, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, papaya. Papaya is a tree with tasty fruit that grows in South Florida and warmer parts of Central Florida. The fruit has smooth, thin skin, and its pulp is orange. The papaya tree can grow quite tall, up to 35 feet. Your tree should receive at least 6 hours of sun, and in colder parts of the state should be kept in containers to be protected from freezing. Papaya trees can be male, female, or a combination, so it's a good idea to plant at least two near each other to ensure pollination. Pick the papaya fruit when it starts to change from green to yellow and let it sit on your counter for a few days before enjoying it in a dessert, smoothie, or salad. For more information about papaya, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fall fruits and nuts. Fall and winter are excellent times to plant fruit and nut trees such as persimmon, pecan, and Chinese chestnuts. Planting during the dormant season allows soil to settle and roots to become established before spring growth. Buy only strong-looking plants of average size. Avoid stunted, spindly, or old trees. Spacing and pruning requirements depend on the type of tree. Persimmons are a good source of vitamin A, and their fruit ripen primarily in October and November. Pecan trees can be grown fairly easily and will add shade and beauty to your yard, and the nuts are an excellent source of protein. Chestnuts are low-fat and are a staple of the holiday season. Choose varieties recommended for your area, and soon you'll have a bountiful harvest. For more information on fall fruits and nuts, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden tools. Gardening is a fun and rewarding activity, but it can be even easier if you have the right tool for the job. A spading fork, which looks like a short pitchfork with wider tines, will help you break up and improve the soil before you plant anything. A bow rake is used to level the soil and gather up debris, and a hoe is great for weeding and otherwise working on the soil surface. You'll need a sturdy shovel for bigger projects like planting trees and shrubs. A watering can is handy for hand watering indoor plants, potted plants, and young seedlings. A trowel is good for planting small plants, and a pair of quality shears will make pruning and shaping a breeze. For more information about garden tools, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.